When we're sitting and meditating, our posture is quite important. If we're sitting in a chair, we're doing our best to keep our back as upright as possible in a relaxed way. What helps our posture is to have our feet on the floor with the knees below the hips. Not always possible on these particular chairs, I hasten to add, but we do the best we can. Some people like to sit cross-legged, and that's okay. If that's the case, then again, we're doing our best to keep our knees as low as possible. And if somebody wants to sit on the floor cross-legged, then sometimes it's helpful to put a cushion under the knees so the knees can be supported if they don't go flat onto the floor. Hands can be held in the lap, one on top of the other if you wish to do that, or some people like to put just rest their palms of their hands on their knees. And once again, we're encouraging alertness. So we'll take a moment or two to come in tune with our body sitting here right now, experiencing what it feels like. Getting used to sitting in a particular posture, which could be different from the sort of posture that you might normally sit in. So once again, we're developing new habits and allowing ourselves time to become accustomed to this, being kind and gentle to ourselves as we learn new skills. Once again, an awareness of our breathing rests in our belly. So we notice the movement of our belly in and out. And if putting a hand on your belly helps to do that, then by all means carry on. As we get a sense of the in and out movement as the belly breathes in and breathes out. And we're noticing what our breathing feels like right now. And it may feel different from when we were doing the body scan, for example, especially if you were lying on the floor. There's a different sense of the belly when we're sitting. You might also feel that your chest is moving, the rib cage, and the upper chest rising and falling. Or you may, in fact, notice the sensation of air going into and out of the nostrils. Whichever part of your body you choose to become aware of your breath is entirely up to you. People are drawn to different parts of their body, the belly, the ribs, chest, nose. As a starting point, If we're only aware of this or at the beginning of our journey, being aware of the belly is probably really helpful. And we might tune in to the other more subtle sensations as our practice develops. And all we're trying to do is to allow our breathing to be natural, not forcing anything, not making our breath do anything, allowing it to be, finding its own rhythm. And again, we'll be aware of things going on in the body, and we can notice these things. Notice the sensations that we're feeling, and we can bring our attention back to our breathing by guiding our attention to the belly, chest, nose. And we might also notice, as we sit here, the pattern of the breathing might change. The breath might well slow down. Breathing may become deeper. Or it may just stay the same, or maybe even speed up, whatever is going on. You may also notice things going on around you, sounds coming in and out. Might feel the breeze coming in through the window. Be taking note of these and bringing our attention back to an awareness of our breathing. And we may also feel a sense of smile coming to our face as we sit here gently breathing. Maybe a sense of gratitude for being present here and now.